The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Masechet Rosh Hashanah has been sponsored by Mr. Sawley and Cheryl Mizrahi. Hashem Aleihem Yihyu for the Hatzlacha of both of their families, for Be'ezat Hashem, health, happiness, Parnasa, continued success, and of course, much nachat and pleasure from their children. Yiratzon, in the zechut of their dedication to the Masechet Rosh Hashanah, they will be zoche for good judgment, they will be zoche for good beracha and mazal in all their endeavors. Amen.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Nisim and Elias Bassan, Hashem Yishmerem V'Chayim, in memory of their mother Sarah Bat Malka, Ruach Hashem Tanihena B'Gan Eden. Amen. Daf Yod.
Today's daf has been dedicated to Elu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tanihena B'Gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Refuah Shelema יפה בצרה, אין נרפן עלה, אין נרפן עלה, אין נרפן עלה בתוך שער חולי עמו ישראל. אמן. We begin today's daf on Tet Amud Bet, four lines from the bottom, starting with Tanu Rabbanan. Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brayta, אחד הנוטיה, somebody that plants a tree. אחד המבריך, מבריך is where he takes the tree, and he takes the top of the tree, it's a sapling still, so it's pliable, and he bends it over and puts the top of the tree in the ground. So now you have the bottom of the roots in the ground and the top of the tree, like you made like an arch into the ground, and you wait until it takes root, and once the second side takes root, you cut it, now you have two trees. That's a form of planting, it's called mavrich. Ve'ehad ha-markiv. Markiv is arkava, in English they call that grafting, where you would take, a piece of wood from one tree, you make a hole in the other tree, and you stick that piece of wood inside, that causes the now tree to have, a piece of the other tree in its makeup, and that's called grafting. Now, grafting normally is asur, unless it's min bimino, unless it's similar species, there would be mutar. Common denominator in all these cases, these are all forms of planting. Now, when did he do this? Erev Shevi'it. He did it, let's say, in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. Shiloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Al Talos Shana Umutar Dekayeman B'Shevi'it. So there's two laws of it. Number one, regarding the laws of Orla. We know that the first 3 years of a tree's existence, the fruits are considered Orla, they are Asur. So the Hiddush over here is, now we know that, when do you count the years of Orla? From Aleph Tishri. Right? Every Aleph Tishri that passes, you tack on another year for Orla. That's the cutoff date. So the Hiddush over here is, so long as you had it in the ground, you planted it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, once Rosh Hashanah comes, it's already considered the second year now of Orla. You don't need to have complete years. Once you had 30 days, now Tishri comes, already it's considered you're starting the second year of Orla. 1 year already is tallied, and you're starting the second year. And then the second law is, Umutar lekayimam b'shevi'it. These fruit are not subject to the laws of Shemitah. Why? Since I planted them 30 days before, so normally we have laws of Erev Shevi'it. But when it comes to this case over here, where you planted these trees and you did these items, it's considered you did it in time, that it's not going to be subject to Shevi'it. And therefore, it's considered 60-year goods. 60-year goods, you don't have to destroy in the Shemitah year. So you have two laws. Number one, you have 1 year of Orla, once the Shri comes. And number two, Mutal Lekayiman. Look at Rashi. Let's read them all. Let's read Rashi Mavrich. Kofef et ha-zimorot ba'aris. That you bend the branches into the ground. Markiv ilan b'chaverot. That would be grafting. Al talo shana. Kivan shegi ayom echad b'tishri. Al talo shana leminyan shene orla. For orla, once the shri comes, it's a year. Now, look at the next piece of the Gemara. Two lines on the bottom. Pachot mishlushim yom lefne Rosh Hashanah. But let's say he did all these plantings less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Lo alta lo shana ve'asu lekayimam b'shevi'it. What's the matter?
Root and the
we didn't say anything about taking root over here.
Okay.
Till now, at this point, we're just saying he planted, he grafted, or he was a merkif. Now the Gemara says, if he did it less than 30 days, within less than 30 days, number one, you don't get to tack on a year when it comes to Tishri. And number two, if it's Shemitah year, that's considered as if you planted in Shemitah, and therefore during that year, you have to destroy the fruit. Those fruit are forbidden. Now, obvious, if it's less than 30 days, and it's in the Shemitah year, there's no law of Orla, because it's already Shemitah. So therefore, it's asur to use them regardless. Really, this case is two cases. If it's less than 30 days in a regular year, then already when the first Tishri comes, you don't count it as year one. You have to wait till the second Tishri comes, it's considered year one. If it's less than 30 days before the Shemitah year, asur l'kayiman, then already the fruit have to be destroyed, like the laws of Shemitah. Good?
Yeah.
Look at Rashi, bottom Rashi. Pachot m'shloshim yom lo alta lo shana, ad Tishri abba. You have to wait until the following Tishri. Im ena erev shevi'it. And if it's not the Shemitah, if it's not erev shevi'it, which means, let's say it's the fourth year. So in the fourth year, you did these items, so now you did it less than 30 days, so you don't count the first Tishri, you have to wait until the next Tishri.
Okay.
But if it was before the Shemitah year, asur lekayemo. Why? Mishum tosefet shvi'it. Shemosifin mechol al hakol. We learned yesterday's daf, you have to add. So when it comes to planting, the minimum you have to get it in before 30 days. Once you don't get it within 30 days, you're in the Tosefet zone, and therefore it's going to be a suit. Now the Gemara analyzes. Uperot niti'azu, and regarding the fruit that come out of this planting, asurin ad tu bishvat, are forbidden until tu bishvat, im le'orla, orla, v'im le'rba'i, reba'i. Whether it's for Orla or whether it's for Netta Leva'i. Now let's talk outside this case, then we'll read Rashi. Rashi's learning the case like this. Very interesting. Let's say you have your 30 days. You planted with 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. We're telling you, you're actually gaining. Because once Rosh Hashanah comes, you got a year. Okay? Then the second Rosh Hashanah, that's number two. Then the third Rosh Hashanah already, you're done with Orla, that's already the third year, and seemingly when the fourth Rosh Hashanah comes, that should take care of you now. Neta Revai. Neta Revai is the fourth year, the food are still Kodesh. But you can take them up to Yerushalayim and you make Hilul on them, you transfer the Kiddushah, and they're usable. Neta Revai, you have to just make Hilul on them, you have to make a pigeon. But the point is, the Chaorah. Where does Tu B'Shvat get involved in over here? Chaurah, you just have to wait. The Hadush, you just save it to Shri. Instead of having to wait to the subsequent Tishri, you can get the first Tishri 30 days later. That's one year, which is already starting the second year. In the second Tishri, already starting the, it's considered this, year two, which is already starting year three. Mm-hmm. And then the third one already, you completed it. Now you're starting year four. And once you get to the fourth Tishri, you're done. So he goes, no. We have a rule. Since we saved you time in the beginning, right? We're going 30 days because of the year.
Right.
You have to be, you have to compensate that saved time at the end. How do you save that compensate? How do you compensate that saved time at the end? Once the tree becomes the third year, it's not called the sapling anymore. It's not called the neta anymore. Now it's called an ilan. If you remember now, Mishnah. We said when it comes to ilanot, trees, Tu B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah for trees. So that's the Hadush is like this. Year one, 30 days later, right away, beautiful. So you're ready, you're starting the second year. Okay? The next Tishri, Tishri number two, already you're starting the third. Tishri number three, you're not considered yet done yet. Even though it's the third year now. You finished 3 years. The third year is not going to finish until Tu B'Shvat of that year. So you got to go from Tishri to Tu B'Shvat, which is 7.5 months longer, right? And that's when the third year is considered finished. I continue. Now, from Tu B'Shvat until Tishri, let's go to Rashi, finish the year, that's already you'll be done with Neta Neba'i. So technically you are saving 7.5 months in the sense that you don't have to go all the way to the next Tishri. Right?
The switch from Orla to Neta Rabi'i happens at
fourth year.
Tu B'Shvat. That's
correct.
And then
you have to go from there.
Neta Rabi'i ends in
Tishri. Correct. So technically, by gaining these 30 days over here, in the beginning, you are going to save 7.5 months in the sense that you're not going to have to go all the way to Tu B'Shvat. Yeah. We have a chart in your art scroll 10A1. Look at diagram 1. You see, planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Because that's the case we want. Okay, so you see the first box, 30 days. So you have you did 30 days. First Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's already Ola. Second Rosh Hashanah. Ola. Third Rosh Hashanah. Technically, Ola should be over. Says, no, you got to go a little further. You got to take it until the 15th of Shevat. Then your Ola is over. Now, why are you doing that? Because since we gave you a shortcut in the beginning, we have to extend you at the end. So Neta Rabi'i will start in Tu B'Shvat of the fourth year, and it'll go all the way until, actually that's Tu B'Shvat, I go past fourth, so go all the way to Tu B'Shvat again. That's the clarity. Go to Tu B'Shvat again. Now your Neta Rabi'i is over. And what you're gaining is that before you got to the fifth Rosh Hashanah, you're considered done. And therefore it's a 7.5 month gain. The chiddush of the case is that even though when you got to the third Rosh Hashanah, you said, I'm done. No, you're not. We're going to extend because that's considered an Ilan. Ilan goes after Tu B'Shvat. So therefore go to Tu B'Shvat. Now your third year is done. Your fourth year begins on Tu B'Shvat. Go from Tu B'Shvat to the next Tu B'Shvat, because it's Ilan already, of course. So you got to go with Ilan. Tu B'Shvat is the day now. And the following Tu B'Shvat, you'll be considered done, meaning no one Neta Rabi'i, now it's whole, totally non-consecrated fruit.
For the next Rosh
Hashanah. And the benefit is, from that Rosh Hashanah, from that Tu B'Shvat, you gained, you didn't have to wait till the fifth Rosh Hashanah, so it's a 7.5 month gain. Now look at the next chart. If it was less than 30 days, well, less than 30 days, your first Rosh Hashanah don't count. So you're not saving any time from the beginning. Now what's the rule we're saying here today? If you don't save any time in the beginning, we're not going to make you extend it at the end. Good? Mm-hmm. So therefore, your second Rosh Hashanah is actually the first year. The beginning of the second year, right? Then you got the third Rosh Hashanah. Then you got the fourth Rosh Hashanah. So the fourth Rosh Hashanah, you're done with Orla. And then the next year, four to fifth, will be Neta Rabi'i. And then in the fifth Rosh Hashanah, you're done. Mm-hmm. With everything. Fifth Rosh Hashanah. Now again, the reason why we didn't push you up to Tu B'Shvat is again, because since I didn't give you a shortcut in the beginning of the process, I don't have to delay you at the end. That's Shitat Rashi. Okay? Now let's read this aside again. Uperot Niti'azu Asurin Ad Tu B'Shvat. That means the perot that you planted 30 days before, that's the case, what I was talking about, are going to be asur in the third year as Orla until Tu B'Shvat. Now, im le'orla, orla. Now again, if it's the third year, it'll be called orla. Im le'rba'i, le'rba'i. If it's for neta le'rba'i, it's neta le'rba'i. Which is depending on what year you're on, the Tu B'Shvat becomes the cutoff point. Now let's read Rashi, tap Rashi. Uperot neti'azu asurim. Ve'afal pi sha'amarnu, even though we learned, alta loshana, right? We say 30 days before the first loshana is considered already a year. Change that to the vi'it, the Bach says. If let's say the fruit in the fourth year, which means three Rosh Hashanah is passed. The first one after 30 days, the second Rosh Hashanah, then the third Rosh Hashanah, that's already the fourth year. If let's say the fruit started to emerge right away in the third year before Tu B'Shvat, the Shri of the third year, the fruit now started to emerge from this tree. Miyad adayin asurin in olamit mishum orla. It's still considered orla What do you mean? I'm in the fourth year, but doesn't matter. Because now the cutoff point for Orla is when? To Bishvat. And therefore those fruit, they consider Orla forever. Shafa Bishra Tishri Lintia. Even though, what do you mean? We said that Rosh Hashanah is really Tishri, and you passed already three of them. To Bishvat Rosh Hashanah Ilan. Vizu Kivar Naasit Ilan. This already, once the third year comes, it's not called Lintia anymore. It's called an ilan. Lefichach, en shenatam mitchadeshet latzet midei orla ad tu bishvat. So the orla is not going to go off until tu bishvat, which is any fruit that grows in that interim is orla. What do you do with orla? It's asur hana. You cannot benefit from it. That means it's asur forever. Which means the law is that the orla fruit doesn't turn into netar nevi. Whatever is orla remains orla forever. Aval misham ulhalan. But let's see now, after tu bishvat, anything that's going to emerge is going to be considered what? Neta Reba'i. Im yachantu ba perot din Reba'i alehem. Nafkamina lechol birushalayim. You take it to Yerushalayim, you make the halun, you eat them. That's what you do with Neta Reba'i. Now, ubetu l'shana haba'a, a tu bishvat of the next year, then already everything's over. Yatzu mide Reba'i. Everything goes off of Reba'i. Perot ha'halutim ba mikam ba'ilach lekaut. Now, dekachu ilu la lamid lefnei Rosh Hashanah. So what does the 30 days benefit you? They tell me that 30 days before Rosh Hashanah you get a year. You're going to benefit from Tu Bishvat to Rosh Hashanah. Because normally, to get out of Netan and Ba'ai, you'll have to wait to the 5th Rosh Hashanah. By having the 30-day law, you don't got to go to the 5th Rosh Hashanah. You go to the Tu Bishvat before the 5th Rosh Hashanah, and already you're out of Netan and Ba'ai. So it's a 7.5-month game. Clear? Let's say again. You have your 30 days. The first Rosh Hashanah is counted as year one. It's already starting year two. Then you got the second one, and you got the third one. Technically, once you're in the third, you should be in the Nevi'i in Tishri. No. Go to Tu Bishvat. Go to Tu Bishvat, because we gave you a shortcut in the beginning, so we got to give you an extension at the end. That's the way the Dva explains, by the way. And the extension is going to be to Tu Bishvat, because that's Rosh Hashanah, Li'ilanot. Good. Once you get to Rosh Hashanah, Li'ilanot, Tu Bishvat, now it starts the fourth year. Nafkamina, any fruit that emerged before Tu Bishvat is Orla. So it's interesting that it comes out, it's possible to have Orla in year four. Right? Because you got to 30 days, you got to that year. So it's year four, but you're still in Orla until you get to
Tu Bishvat.
Right? And then once you get to Tu Bishvat, so now already Tu Bishvat to Tu Bishvat. Now, even though technically you're in year five, we're still treating it as year four for Netan Reba'i. But the Hadush, you don't got to go all the way to the fifth Tishri. You can go to the Tu Bishvat. It's a 7.5-month game. Okay, now the Gemara says, how do we know this concept? Which means, how do you know the Tu Bishvat law? How do you know that when you get the 30 days to be considered a year, that in the third year, it's not Tishri. You have to wait until Tu Bishvat. Nafkamina, fruit that emerged before that Tu Bishvat are considered Orla. How do you know that? Minan emile. Amar v'chaya barabah amar v'yohanan. Statement from Rabbi Yohanan. Umat tuba, and some are inclined to learn Mishemed Rabbi Yanai. Amar kera. Ubashana arbi'it. Ubashana hamishit. The Torah says that in the fourth year, and in the fourth year, ubashna hamishit, and in the fifth year. Now, get the context of these pasukim. When it says the fourth year, it's referring to Orla. The pasuk before that talks about the law of Orla. And it's mashma saying that the law of Orla is 3 years. Ubashna harbi'id. Sounds like it's saying, and it can be in the fourth year. So Orla can be in the third year. Ubashna harbi'id. Now, then it says, in the fourth year, it's considered Neta Reba'i. Uba Shana Hamishit. Implied that Neta Reba'i could also be in the fifth year. So the Gemara says, Uba Shana Reba'i, Uba Shana Hamishit. Pa'amim Shebar Bi'i, Ba'adayin Asura Mishum Orla, Upa'amim Shebar Hamishit, Ba'adayin Asura Mishum Reba'i. Sometimes it'll be in the fourth year, but it's still Orla. What's the case in the fourth year, it's still Orla? Here, you technically are in the fourth Rosh Hashanah. You're in the third Rosh Hashanah, which is already the fourth year. Your first Rosh Hashanah was 30 days later. That's one. Your second Rosh Hashanah, the third Rosh Hashanah is already the fourth year, and still we're saying what? Till Tu Bishvat, it's Orla. What do you mean? I'm in the fourth year. Yeah. Sometimes in the fourth year, you're still going to be subject to Orla until two mishvat. Now let's continue the case. Now you get the next Tishri. So the next Tishri, technically you're in the 50 year, right? But still you're considered in net alibaya till two mishvat. So it says ubashana ha-hamishit, that sometimes riba'i could be in the fifth. That's the, she says it's the vav is the key of the derasha over here. As if they're saying, you have 3 years orla, ubashana harbi'it, and also orla will be in the fourth year. You have 4 years of netan abai, ubashana ha-hamishit, and in the fifth year. And now we understand the case. It's the case of the tu b'shvat factor. Good? Okay. So comes Gemara and says, lema delok rabbi meir. Let us say that this whole case is not like Rabbi Meir. Why? Because we're going to show you Rabbi Meir holds, you don't need 30 days to be considered a year. So long as you're 1 day before the year, you tack on a new year. This opinion is saying you need 30. Now where do you see Rabbi Meir? It says all you need is 1 day before the year to be considered a year. The year Rabbi Meir, ha'amar yom ehad bashana ashuf shana. Rabbi Meir says 1 day of the year is considered a year. Where did he say that? De Tanya, we have a Braita. Now, the Torah talks about different animals for different korbanot. So the Gemara now is going to tell us the age of these animals. Par ha'amur ba'Torah. When it says a par in the Torah, now we have a tradition. Whenever it says par, it means 3 years old. The question is, how do you calculate 3 years? So it says, "Par amura b'Torah setam." Now, without giving an age to it, a stam par in the Torah, ben 24 chodesh v'yom echad. 24 months and 1 day. So, what do you see? 1 day is considered a year. That's considered 3 years. Rabbi Elazar Omer ben 24 chodesh v'lamid yom. He says, "No." Rabbi Elazar says, "It's got to be 24 months and 30 days." 30 days is considered a year, but you can't consider it 1 day. Okay, so you see the machlokas. Shaya Rabbi Meir Omer, kol makom shneimar egel b'Torah setam. Whenever it says egel in the Torah, that'll be like a calf. Ben shana, that's 1 year old. Right, egel is 1 year. Ben bakar, anytime you use the word ben bakar, ben shetayim, that's already 2 years old. Par ben shalosh. And then it says, part is 3 years old. That's the klal of Rabbi Meir. So his hadush is that to calculate the 3 years of a part, it's 24 months and a day. So he's obviously, he's not the case of this planting. Because for the planting, to get the year, you got to have a 30. So the Gemara says, nah, I feel utema Rabbi Meir. I can really tell you, it's Rabbi Meir. Ki kamar Rabbi Meir yom echad b'shana chashuv shana b'sof shana. When is he going to give you the 1 day rule? Uh-huh. That's at the end of the counting, which means, like in the case of the animal, you weren't through 24 months already. So to count the end, the third year, 1 day is already enough. However, about b'tchilat shana lo. But in the beginning of the counting, like the case of Orla, where you want to count year one for Orla, he'll agree you need 30. There's a difference between the first year of the counting, whatever you're counting, and the end of the counting. At the beginning of the counting, we're not giving you the 1 day rule. Beginning of the counting, he'll tell you gotta have 30 days, no machloka. What do you mean? He says you got 1 day. Yeah, when did he give you the 1 day? At the end of the counting. Which means when you had 24 months already in the bank, now let you go one more day to be considered the third year. That's about as hiluk at the inception of it. There's a difference between Te'ilat Minyan and Sof Minyan. Te'ilat Minyan, he agrees you need 30. The first year of accounting, you got to have 30. So he agrees to the case of the Orla. Oh, but he said 1 day. What was the 1 day? By the par, that's for the third year. So for the end of the counting, already have 2 months, 2 years behind you, 1 day will be enough. To that, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Velav Kavahomeru. So what are you talking about? The Gemara is going to try to say, if you're going to tell me that you can consider 1 day for the end counting, kal vahomer, you should be able to count it for the beginning. That's what Gemara's going to say. And therefore, if he holds 1 day for the end, vaday should hold 1 day for the beginning, and therefore you cannot say that Bimi is the author of the case of Orla. Mm-hmm. And what's the Gemara's kal vahomer going to be? It's going to come from Nida. What's the case of Nida? Let's talk about ourselves, then we'll read it inside. In the olden days, meaning the time of the Torah, a Nida would have to wait 7 days not 7 clean days, 7 days, and then she goes to the mikveh on the 7th night. Not like today. Today, the nida has to wait 7 clean days. She's in the old days, it was just 7 days. You know, she's seeing nida. She's seeing dam nida for 7 days. Doesn't matter. She can go to the mikveh. After 7 days pass, she goes at night. However, in our day today, we treat every nida like a zava gedola. There was another type of tomato with zava gedola. Now a zava, she needs 7 clean days. So we're choshesh that maybe the nida is a zava. So we put the most stringencies that you could put on, that even if she sees a tibat dam kehardal, even though she sees a drop of blood, she has to sit 7 clean days before she goes to the mikveh. Okay, that's our days. Let's discuss the Torah's days. Let's say she sees day one, sunset at 6 o'clock, she sees at 5 minutes to 6. That's already considered day one. Finished. She got it. Even if it's 5 minutes to the next, doesn't matter. That's considered day one. Okay? However, so in the beginning, you see what? We give it a day. However, at the end, on day 7, we say what? On day 7, even though it's day 7, she has to wait till the whole day to pass, until the night. So we don't say day 7 right in the morning, she can go to the mikveh. She has to wait for the whole 7. So therefore, you see what? We're more lenient in the beginning than we are in the end. So we're going to say like this. And what? By nida. That we're more lenient in the beginning of the count than we are at the end. Here, by the case of orla, or here in the case of these counting, if you're telling me that you're more lenient at the end, for example, like the case of the par, kol sheken, you should be lenient in the beginning. By nida, we see we're strict at the end. The end, we're strict. We don't give you the shortened day. We got to give it a full day. But we're lenient in the beginning. Here in the case of the pod where we're lenient at the end, where we give you one day for a year, certainly we should be mekel in the beginning to also give you one day. Let's take the kavah homer and we read it inside. To give us amar avav, not kavah homer. Uma nida she'en tehilat hayom olala besofa. That the beginning of the day does not count at the end, meaning on day 7, but sofa yom olala betehilata, but the end of the day counts for in the beginning. Right, 5 to 6 on day 1 counts for shana shiyom echad olela besofa, a year that you tell me counts at the end, like the case of the pod, that the one day counts at the end for the 3rd year. Enodin shiyom echad ola betchilata, certainly it should work the one day for the beginning. Now let's just read the Rashi to get the clarity on nida. Look at Rashi dibura matil sofa yom olela betchilata. Understand those words, sofa yom, the end of the day. Olala betchilata will be counted from the beginning of accounting. Meaning on day 1, sof hayom is counted. 5 to 6, you saw at the end of the day, that's counted as day 1. Sof hayom olala betchilata. The end of the day is counted in the beginning of her count. She'im ra'ata samuch l'shkiyat tahama. Very good, she saw close to sunset. Olala yom ze, it counts. Bezayin yemenida. As one of the 7 days of our nida, ve'enat tzricha limnot elavav, ve'hu. She only has to count 6 more days. Ubenida de'oraita ka'amar. We're talking about the nida of the Torah. She'enat zekukal nekiyim. She doesn't have to wait 7 clean days. She'lo tzricha Torah sefirat zayin nekiyim ela lezava. The 7 clean days only applies to a zava, aval lenida afilu ra'ata kol zayin. Even if she's seeing all 7, upaskaim shkiyat tahama, she just stopped on the 7th day right before sunset, tovelet la'ariv. She goes to the mikveh, 7th at night. Umiyu akshav yachmiru benot yisrael al atzman. Today, the Jewish ladies are mahmir, lahzikan besafek zivut. We treat them as if they are zavot, gedolot, litron zayin nikiim belodam, even if they don't see blood. Ve'en yom sheposeket bo, olala leminyan zayin. She's telling us a very, very important halakha. Don't confuse this gemaraya. Because on the day that she stops seeing, where she's going to start a zayin nikiim, say on Monday, at right before sunset, she makes a hefsek tahara, and she sees now she stopped. When is considered day 1? Tuesday. The next day is day 1. Don't think from this Gemara that you're going to count Monday as day 1. Chatz v'shalom, she says, v'harbe ta'u b'shmu'azu. A lot of people made a mistake from this Gemara to think that for the Zayin Nikiim, you count day one because she stopped seeing before sunset. L'lmod mikan despor yom sheposeket bo l'minyan sheva. Nikiim, shayu mefarshim, because they explained, sof hayom ola l'betchilata, the sof yom sheposeket bo. They learned this Gemara that the end of the day that she stopped seeing, ola l'rishon Zayin Nikiim. You count it as the first. It's not so. You need Zayin Nikiim, full Nikiim. That day she wasn't Nikiim. She was Nikiim at the end of the day, but you don't count it for that. Vezumi dat benot kutiim. Yeah, that's the kutiim ladies count that as day one, but not the religious ladies over there. So therefore, the Gemara, all it's saying is, on the Nida of the Torah level, where she could see blood for 7 days. So even though she's seen blood on day one, right? And she saw blood already at 5 minutes before Shekiah, day one. But for Nikiim, that's not considered day one. She's just saying, don't make a mistake. Sof hayom olala b'tchilata, for the first day of Nida of the Torah. Of the Torah. Right. But not for the Zayin Nikiim. Good. So basically now we're back to a question. Now go turn the page, we're back to the question, which means, listen, Rabbi Meir, if he holds that 1 day is a year at the end, like in the case of the par, certainly he should hold 1 day in the beginning. It's kal vachomer from Nida. So therefore we're back to the question that the case of Orla that said 30 days is a year cannot be Rabbi Meir, because 30 days is the beginning. But again, beginning should be 1 day, according to Rabbi Meir. So comes Gemara and says, ve'elamai. Oh, so what do you want to say? Rabbi Elazar? So we'll say, okay, you know the author of the Braita by Orla is? Yeah. Rabbi Elazar, because didn't Rabbi Elazar say you need 30 days? He says you need a part to be 3 years, right? So what's a part according to him? 24 months? 30 days. Oh, so you see, he's the 30-day rabbi. So we'll say, good. So he can fit with the Orla case. But it's just 30 days before the year is considered a year. We'll say it's Rabbi Elazar. Come on, that doesn't work. Shiloshim u'shloshim ba'e. You need 60 again, according to him. Why? Because the law is like this. We're introducing a new factor now to the case. That which you say you need 30 days, it's 30 days after the tree took root. And it takes 30 days for the tree to take root. So technically, if you're telling me it's 30 days considered a year, the Braita ends wrong, because the Braita should have said you need Shiloshim u'Shloshim, which is you need 30 days first for it to take root, and then after it takes root, if you still have 30 days, that's considered already a year. So why did it only say 30 days? How come it didn't factor in the rooting issue? Right? Huh? So comes again what it says, second line, Shiloshim u'Shloshim ba'ay. Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah. En not'in. Can't plant. Ve'mavrichin. Right? That's putting the tree in the ground, right? Upside down, turning it over. Ve'en markibin. That's grafting. Erev shivi'it. Pachot melamed yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Very good. You cannot start that process 30 days within Rosh Hashanah because it's erev shivi'it, it's considered Shemitah. Ve'imnata ve'brich ve'erkiv. And if you did it, let's say you planted all that, ya'kor. Yaakor means you have to uproot it. Finish it. It's illegal planting. You must uproot it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol harkaba she'ena koletet b'gimel yamim shuv ena koletet. Rabbi Yehuda says like this. For a tree to take root, koletet, how many days you need for a tree to take root? 3 days. Kol arkaba, any type of grafting. She'ena koletet begimel yamim. If it's not going to catch in the first 3 days, shuvena koletet. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon omrim shte shabbatot. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon say no. It takes 2 weeks to root. Now the first opinion said what? 30 days. Now we're discussing over here the amount that it takes for it to root. So it's telling you, 30 days, one rabbi says 3 days, and one rabbi says 2 weeks. So the Gemara says, V'amar ab Nachman, amar ababar abu, le devrei omer lamed, according to the opinion of this Braita that says it takes 30 days to root, Sarik Lamid Ushloshim. You need 30 and 30. 30 for the rooting plus 30 to get the extra year. According to the opinion that says 3, you would need what? 33 days. 3 to root plus 30 to get the extra year. L'devrei omer bet shabbatot, sarik shtes shabbatot, u'shloshim yom. You'd need 44 days. 2 weeks for rooting, plus 30 days for the year. Right? So now we know already that there's a rooting factor now. They have to take root. So the question is then, we don't have an author. Because Shalit, I gotta wait 30 days. What do you mean 30 days? Who's 30 days? The minimum would be 33. Okay? According to these opinions over here. So where'd you get the opinion of 30? Now, it says, even if you want to tell me that the author of that braita is Rabbi Elazar, and you want to say Rabbi Elazar is going to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you just need 3 days for rooting, gimel u'shloshim ba'ay, you still need 33. She's thinking, but I'm just trying to make a point. And even if you want to say he doesn't hold, you need a 30-day rooting. So what's the smaller shita? 3 days. So you're still going to need 33. The braita doesn't say 33, it says 30. So what's going on? Who's the author? Ela le'olam Rabbi Meir. I'll tell you, it's Rabbi Meir. Also, what was the problem with Rabbi Meir? No, Rabbi Meir should be one.
Right.
1 day should be considered already a year. Why did it say 30? V'chi ka'amar lamed l'klita. It is 1 day. That braita above that said, if you planted 30 days before the year, Tishri, it's considered a year for Orla. We weren't discussing 30 days makes a year. 1 day makes a year. That 30-day number was the rooting number. That was the number for how long it takes to root. When it said 30 days, we always were learning, 30 days is a year. No, 1 day is a year. Also, what did it say above that? You need 30 days. Yeah, 30 days. It has to take root at least 30 days before the year to be considered a year. And if I could say the author of that b'rait is really Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, wait. It should say 31.
Right.
Well, you need 1 day for the year and 30 days for it to root. So I gotta wait 30 days. Then after 30 days, that's rooted. 1 day already before it should not be considered. So therefore, even according to the B, the Meir, it should say 31. Gemara's final answer. Kasabar, Yom Lamed Ole Lekan Ulekan. Day 30, you can play it on both sides. Day 30, you can count it as the 30th day of rooting of Aklata, and you can consider it 1 day le'inyan, the Shana, and therefore 30 days is enough. Yom Shloshim Ole Lekan Ulekan.
1 day, then 29 days.
Right, no. You need 30 days for the rooting, but the 30th day of the rooting, like you can play it on both sides. It's day 30, but it's also considered day 1. For the year. So therefore, let's go back to that review, because that's the end of this piece for now, meaning in the sense that the Gemara wants to say what? We had a statement above. I'm calling it a braita, because it was a braita. Tanu Rabbanan. The first braita said, if you make it within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you got a year of Ola in the count. So we wanted to know, who's that 30-day opinion? So it must be, can't be the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the 1 day. So we said, no. Can be the Mimir. The Mimir is 1 day was only at the end of accounting. But at the beginning of accounting, maybe he'll tell you you need 30. Nah. Adrabah. If he tells you at the end of the counting 30, one. Skutch Kalbahom in the beginning of the counting? From Nida. Good. So the question is, who is it? It must be Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar is a 30-day rabbi. Now, if it was Rabbi Elazar, it's got to be either 60, or if you want to go to the minimum, it's got to be 33. Because you got to take in the fact that it's got to root first. It's got to take root. Oh, good. So we're stuck now. I'll tell you, it's Rabbi Meir. And that which we said 30 days in the first Braita, the 30 days is the number of days that it takes to root. Okay, good. But he still needs 1 day to be considered a year. So say 31. Yom Shiloshim, Olelekan, Ulekan. Comes the Gemara and continues. Gushneem, Mikra Echad Darshu. Now the Gemara analyzes like this. Both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar that says 30 days is a year. You need 30 days before the year. Yes. And Rabbi Meir says 1 day. Mm-hmm. Where did they learn this from? Where did they get their numbers? 30 days before the year is a year, or 1 day before the year is a year. It's all based on a pasuk in Parashat Noach. What's the pasuk?
Vehi be'ahat v'shesh me'ot shana.
It was in the 601st year of Noah's life. Barishon, in the first month. Be'ahat lachodesh, on the first day of the month. Rabbi Meir Savar, Rabbi Meir says, Meda'akati yom echad hu de'ayil bashana. It's only one day of the year, so pest. It's the first month of the year, first day. And what is it saying? One day passed in the year, fekakari leshana. And you're calling it the 601st year of Noah's life. Even though it's only one day into the year. So you see what? One day in the year is considered a year. You're considering in the 601st year of Noah's life, the 601st year, you're considering it a shana. Shma mina yom echad bashana chashuv shana. You hear the proof? Again, when it's counting Noah's life, really, he wasn't 601 years old yet. He's starting his 601st year. Right? If he's 600, right? He's starting the year, but he's not 601 years old. He's just one day into that year. But what does it say? It was one day into the year. It was Yom Chodesh Arishon, Be'ahad L'Chodesh. So you're one day into it. What does it say? He was 601 years old. So what do you see? That in already one day of the year, you're going to give him the whole year. Right? So no, we give him the full year. He wasn't 601 full years. He was technically he was 600 years and a day. Okay? But what does it say? Already he was 601 years. So what do you see there? For one day you give him the full year. So the Bible says, I got a proof. Now the Idach, what is the Bible El Azar going to answer this Pasuk? The Bible El Azar says like this, Iketiv b'shesh me'ot ve'ahat shana. If it would have put the word shana after 601, you're right. I can't argue with you. However, get the kamart. Hashta dichtiv be'ehat v'shesh me'ot shana. It puts the word shana after 600. It says be'ehat v'shesh me'ot shana. So then you read it shana ashesh me'ot ka'eh. Jeez, the shana is going on 600. Umay ahat atchalta de'ehat kamar, the beginning of the first year. Which means like this, if it would have said like this, Shesh me'ot ve'achat shana, then you're right, there's no argument. 601 years. That means you're telling me one day is considered a year. But doesn't say that. It says, Ahat ve'shesh me'ot shana. So the word shana is defining 600. It was 600 complete years. And what about the ahat? Yeah, the beginning of the ahat. The beginning of the 601st year. The word shana is not defining ahat. That's why the Torah specifically wrote it, Ahat, v'shesh me'ot shana. The shana is going back on, shesh me'ot, meaning 600 complete years, which is true. I went about the Ahat, now it's the beginning of the 601st year, beginning of it, not considered a year. And that's from the Rabbi Elazar learned that from the way the Pasuk is structured. That was the beginning of the 601st year. That's a fact. But the Hadush, according to Bimi'ir, he doesn't learn like this. He says, no. It says, even though it says, Ahat, v'shesh me'ot shana, the shana is going back on everything. Mm-hmm. It's going back on shesh me'ot, and it's going back on ahat. As if it's saying, Noah lived 601 years. He didn't live for 601 years. It's only 600 years and a day. Doesn't matter. One day is considered a year. To that, the Rabbi Elazar says, no, look at the structure of the Pasuk. The Torah over here was very precise. It didn't put the shana after shesh me'ot ve'ahat shana. Then you'd be right. It says, ahat, comma, v'shesh me'ot shana. That the shana is going on 600. And what about the year? The year, extra year, that's the beginning of the year. Now, let's... Question says it was the first day. It was the first day of the first month. It says, Be'ahad lachodesh arishon. So it was only one day of the year. Now, let's just discuss now which month we're talking about over here. Now let's go into some details. Let's read Rashi. Vayi be'ahad v'shesh me'ot shana. Now, obviously, this was after the Mabul, because the Mabul was in Noah's 600th year. A year later, the Mabul ended, okay? Lesof ashte asar chodesh, shitchil Mabul. And this is after the 12 months that the Mabul started. Lidet. Lidevra omer b'teshri nevra olam. Now, we have a great machloket when the Mabul started. It all depends on when the world was created. We have a machloket if the world was created in Tishri, right, the Briyat HaOlam, or was it created in Nisan? The Torah just tells us the Mabul started on the second month, on the 17th day. Now, if you say that the world was created from Tishri, so therefore, the second month would be Heshvan. That means the Mabul started on the 17th of Heshvan. Yud Zayin Heshvan. Now the Gemara says, she says that Mabul Yarad bi Yud Zayin Meman Heshvan, Kedil Kaman, like we're going to learn. So Havi Hai Barishon Behad Chodesh B'Tishri. So this pasuk, when it says it was the 601st year on the first month, that first month you have to say is Tishri, because it was a year later. Which means from, make the calculation, this Mabul started the 17th of Heshvan, the Yifshal Yod B'Nisan. It cannot be Nisan, why? Shere Mem Yom Mabul, the 40 days was the Mabul, so that takes you, let's say, 40 days after 17th of Heshvan. So you're somewhere in Kislev, on the 27th of Kislev. Right? That's when the Mabul subsided. V'hamishim at yom shegavru ha-mayim me'elehem. Then you got to add another 150 days where the water started to rise. Okay? Mashku ad Sivan. And that went all the way until Sivan. You have Kislev, Tevet, Shvat, Adar, Nisan. So you got the Sivan already. Now what happened in Sivan? V'alkachayu haloch v'hasor. Then the water started to subside. Ad chodesh asiri. Who? Av. Shehaya asiri liridat geshamim. When it says the 10th month in the Torah that the water started to subside or subsided, it's the 10th, not the 10th month of the year. The 10th month from when the Mabul started. When did the Mabul start? Heshvan. Right? Mm-hmm. So Kislev, Tevet, Shvat, Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, plus Heshvan is 10. So therefore, it's the 10th month from when the Mabul started. Now, liridat geshamim. Ve'azderu rashi harim. Then already the mountain top started to be visible. And then it took another month for the waters to totally get swallowed and absorbed into the ground. And that's our pasuk. It was in the... So that was Aleph Tishri. You see how she gave you the calculation? If you say it's Tishri, this pasuk, this is Arishon. If you say it's Tishri, then you have to say the Mabul happened in Heshvan. Heshvan started the Mabul 17, Heshvan, you went 40 days, then you went 150 days, then you had to wait till the mountains were revealed, then you had to wait till they subsided, there was all that, till it dried up, so that's going to take you to the 601st year out of Tishri. Now let's go to the other Heshvan, that she says, now according to the opinion, this is the world was created in Nisan. So it means the second month is going to be Iyar. That means start the calculation from 17 Iyar. 17 Iyar, 40 days, 150 days. So Aleph over here in this pasuk would be referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Good? So all that she's just giving you the two opinions of what the month we're talking about in this pasuk over here. The 601st year of Noah, Barishon, the first month is the first month either Tishri or is it Nisan. What is that dependent on when the Mabul started? If you say the Mabul started on 17 Heshvan, then this pasuk is talking about Tishri. If you say the Mabul started on 17 Iyar, this pasuk is talking about Nisan. That's all it is. Uben Nemor, Uben Nemor. Bottom line, according to everybody, Tehilat Shnat Sheshmot V'Achat Lo Nichnusu Ba'Ela Yom Echad. Bottom line, whether it's the first of Nisan or the first of Tishri, it's the first day of the year. Whether it's starting from Nisan or Tishri and still calling it what, 601 years. So that's a proof for Rabbi Meir. Very good. So one is a year. To that, the Meir Azan comes along and says, no. It says 600. It says Ahad v'shishmot shana. The shana is going on Shishmeot. Good. We continue. Now, we didn't prove Rabbi Azan's 30 day rule. We just proved Rabbi Meir's 1 day rule. So where do we know Rabbi Azan's 30 day rule? So the Gemara says, V'Rabbi Elazar, my ta'ama, tichtiv, because it says, Barishon be'ehad lachodesh. Same pasuk. It says it was the first day, be'ehad lachodesh. So already it calls one day a chodesh. Now go according to proportions. If one day is considered a chodesh, then a chodesh should be considered a year. Now, one is to a month, and a month will be to a year. In this pasuk it says, Be'ehad lachodesh. Harishon. Already it's only one day in the month and it's calling it a chodesh. So the Gemara says, Medakati yom echadu de'ayil v'chodesh. Or even though only one day came into the month, ve'kakari le'chodesh. And you're still calling it a month. Shma mina yom echad b'chodesh hashuv chodesh. You can say, well, one day of the month already you can call it a month. Umidi yom echad b'chodesh hashuv chodesh. Once already you tell me that one day of the month is considered a month, lamid yom b'shana hashuvim shana. So I can tell you that what? 30 days, meaning a month, is going to be considered a year. V'chodesh limnuyav. Very good. What's the units that you count a month in?
30.
No, the unit is days. You count a month in days, like it says in the Pasuk, Ad Chodesh Yamim. So therefore, just like the units of the month, one unit of it is considered a month, v'shana limnuyav. So too, years, how do you count years? By months. So the units of years is months. How do we know that? That she says, because we say lechodshe hashana. So therefore we're going to count the minimum unit is going to be considered already 1 year. So just like the minimum unit of a month, which is a day, is considered a chodesh, because we say what? Bechad lechodesh. So too, the unit of a year, which is a month, that's considered also a year. Now, we don't have this parenthesis in our text. We don't have this next line in our text. It's in the parenthetical. But let's just read it, because Rashi has it. The parenthetical reads like this. So basically, we prove it to be El Azar. 30 days is considered a year. Good? Mm-hmm. Now, Michlal, implying, the Tarvayu Sfiralu Binisa Nevra Olam. The Gemara says, from all this we see, that they must hold that the world was created in Nisan. Now, why is the Gemara saying this over here? Because it seems that when they're learning the Parashah of Noah, it says it was Be'ehad Lechodesh HaRishon. Now, what's Chodesh HaRishon? Nisan. Doesn't the Torah call Nisan? Tishri is not the first month. Tishri is the seventh month. So the Gemara is just saying, side point. You should know that all these opinions must be going that the world was created in Nisan. And that's why when it says Be'ehad Lechodesh HaRishon, it's talking about Nisan. Now, look at Rashi. Rashi tells us why not to have this text. Third wide line in Rashi. Michlal Tarvayu, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Azad, Dehat, Tarvayu, Modu, Shizu, Aita, Ta'ilat, Shana. Rabbi said it was the beginning of the year. What is the beginning of the year? Nisan. Veli nir'e de lo garsinane. So I take out this text. Why? De dilma kerabi li ezes fila lehu, ve'hai rishon lav nisan ila tishri. Maybe I'll tell you that what? They hold that the world was created in Tishri. I can tell you, when you read that pasuk by Noah that calls it the first month, it doesn't mean it's called the first month because it's the first month of the year. I say it's the first month of the creation of the world. And if, even though we know Tishri is really month 7, but still what? I'll call it month 1, Enyan. Briyat Olam. It's the first of the Briyat Olam, or for years. Don't we say the years change into Shri? So therefore you have no proof of the Gemara. I wanted to say in this parenthetical what? The fact that it's calling it Chodesh HaRishon must be what? Nisan. So that she comes up and says, no, who told you that? Maybe Rishon is, I know Rishon normally doing Nisan, but Rishon can mean Tishri. How can Rishon mean Tishri? Rishon the Briyat Olam. Not Rishon Chodesh HaShana. Or when it says Rishon, it means Rishon, meaning Lashanim, the years change over. So therefore, you have no proof from the word Rishon that it's specifically talking about Nisan. I can still argue that the word Rishon this pasuk is talking about. Because you have no proof who these rabbis hold with when the word was created. So even if you go according to the opinion that the word was created in Tishri, I could say this, Achadis Tishri. Chodesh HaRishon. I could Chodesh HaRishon be Tishri. It's Chodesh HaRishon Libriyat HaOlam. Not Chodesh HaRishon Chodesh HaShana. Yes, normally it doesn't do that, but in this case it does that.